This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs was just responding to footage we played of your radio listener of Marines training to confiscate firearms, round people up. Back in 1999, like 17 years ago, we played new footage shot last month, the Marines released, of it ramping up. We're not saying a massive takeover is imminent. It's an incremental frog in the pot. And Joe was telling me during the break about all the subtle threats he's getting, past colonels he had calling up. Describe the heat you're getting on Jade Helm reportage.
I'm getting a lot of, I would say not as much negative. I'm getting a lot of previous colonels are coming at me like, why are you talking about this? Leave it alone. Stop. You know, we never did that. You used to be a good soldier. Why are you talking about this? You know, and I'm like, I think I'm still being a good soldier by questioning what's going on. You know, maybe I wasn't able to question as much then, which is why I wasn't as highly liked, because I wasn't a robot. But I was born to question stuff, and I will continue to do that.
Well, the country's being dismantled in front of us.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, though. We've talked about so many military exercises in the year that I've been here, but not once do you get any kind of feedback, hostile feedback from soldiers. You know, now you're getting all these people, they're just jumping up, and it seems like they just say the same thing all the time. Leave it alone. Why are you talking about it? No, just be a good soldier. Just leave it alone. Why? Why don't you say that when I talk about the dirty bomb exercise in California that was supposed to be a dirty bomb exercise, but in fact what it was, you know, rounding up constitutionalists and sovereign citizens.
Well, that's the truth. They've been given a traitorous mission. They're scared. They don't want to discuss it. Now, the troops themselves, we've talked to, are upset and agree with us. And like,
oh, yeah.
You know, the guy was saying info. But it's the officers that want to just go play golf. They want to just get paid. They want to get their little under-the-counter bonuses that everybody knows they get. And listen, guys, we're going to lose the whole country. This isn't 20 years ago. This is all coming to a head. You better choose the right side. Sign up with Hitler. Okay, it's not going to go well. Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of the Special Forces guys that have reached out to me were, I think, more confused. I think that we at InfoWars hate Special Operations guys. And I had to talk to them. Like, no, it's not the operator that we have a problem with.
That's a total psyop. They don't even...
Yeah, but I mean, it's the people at the top. It's the ones who are making those plans. It's the people at the Pentagon. We don't have a problem with the everyday soldier.
I've had General Stubblebine, who was the head of Special Forces, on 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, saying this is all coming.
Yeah.
I mean, they were trying to get him involved in stuff like this 20 years ago. The globalists have been wanting to take over forever. They're always trying. We're here pointing out this mission takes us there.
And this is happening right when they're trying to go to driverless cars, too. They want to control our movement. And they're doing these to put people into camps, it looks like. They're doing all these exercises.
They're testing all the control grids. But let's be clear. The public's awake. Folks are upset. The majority of the troops we talk to agree with us. But there is a minority of regular troops. And then you've got the officers that are really engaging in a psyop.
Yeah, and then you've got people like Eric Bolling, again, has this huge audience on Fox. And he's mocking us, saying, you know, why are we talking about this? This is all a conspiracy. You know, or not everything's a conspiracy. Leave it alone. You guys are, a bunch of gullible nutbags or something like that, he said. So I got on Twitter this morning, and I said, hey, I challenge you to come out here. I was like, you're starting to get really lippy. You're starting to get jumpy. Why don't you have Alex on your show? Are you afraid that you're going to get a Piers Morgan whooping? I don't know if he's got the tweet up or whatever. But
and then he responded with, I'll meet Alex in a parking lot.
Yeah, he's like, meet me at the corner of, like, Lex and something after recess or whatever. But these guys are scared. I mean, they want to pre-tape it. They want to be able to go in and...
Yeah, they're just telling me to meet me at the corner of Park and Lex after school.
Yeah.
So he's making a joke like we're little kids.
Yeah.
Now, we're schooling him.
Yeah, he's scared. He will not do it live because he knows he will get manhandled.
He didn't respond to say to a tape, did he?
Oh, no, he didn't say anything about that.
Look, at this point, I'll even do a tape. Because I'm going to tape it and then I'm going to show what they turned into.
Yeah, we take our own camera crew in there and show them what really happened.
Yeah. All right, Joe Biggs, we'll have more on this tonight. News Tonight 7. We're going to get into some victories we're having right now on GMO that they said was good for.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next hour, Hershey Schmeiser, the first farmer to prominently go up against Monsanto and be victorious, was first on with us when he started this fight 15-plus years ago. He hasn't been on since. No, he was on the nightly news once. Now Monsanto has been derated from a good investment by major investment firms to a risky, bad investment. Their profits are in trouble. McDonald's is in trouble. They're both an allied operation. This is Frankenfood. And they get up there and they lie. And they say, oh, it's just like George Washington Carver crossing two tomatoes. No. Because those tomatoes are closely enough related that they're able to breed together. But just like if you get a donkey and a horse, very similar, to have sex, they can procreate, but they have a sterile offspring. It's called a mule. I'm not a geneticist, but I know these basic things. It's like a liger. A tiger and a lion, you can breed them. The offspring, a liger, is sterile. What happens when you breed two tomatoes together that are further enough apart that they're able to get together and share their different traits, but they don't produce seeds, or the seeds don't produce more fruit? Tomato is a fruit, for those who didn't know. They've gone beyond that. and create a GMO where you'll have 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 traits in it where it lasts longer. It doesn't die. Bugs can't eat it. If they do eat it, they die because there's a natural pesticide produced. Then they argue, well, it's a natural pesticide. Yeah, but you boost it 1,000 times or more. Yeah, the plant produces a pesticide or invites a fungus to grow on it that's poisonous, but it's not at that level. It's not inside the plant. You wash it off. Didn't used to kill the honeybees. And that's all 20, 30-year-old technology that's wreaking havoc right now. But as all this comes out, the system is panicking. At the bottom of the hour, our guest will be with us for the hour. I will do a 5-minute news blitz on incredible economic news, incredible world news, just over-the-top intel. And we've got economists coming out, mainline ones, with headlines like this. Millions upon millions of people are going to die on a worldwide scale when the debt bubble bursts. I mean, video, student confronts Jeb Bush, your brother created ISIS. Iowa man arrested for Facebook post calling for murder of white cops. Roomba maker to develop smart robots to surveil your home. Manslaughter charge against black officer in gray case derails race agenda in Baltimore. Video, Marines practice of doing citizens inside internment camps. That's linked on drudgereport.com. It's on Infowars.com. Rand Paul visits secret room to read Obama trade, the SPP, or the TPP, calls for public release of deal. Yeah, it's thousands of pages long. There's a photo in the article. It's a locked door. They search you. You can't have anything on you. And then you go in, and that's since lawmakers demanded to see it a few months ago. For the last 2 years, while they've been writing this, the corporate lawyers globally, for this Asia partnership, Congress can't see it. I mean, just think about that. And it's the same thing. Who sits on these boards, Monsanto? Who sits on the IMF advisory boards? Who sits on the World Trade Organization board? You guess it, Monsanto representatives. Who sits over the FDA and EPA, Monsanto? And back when I would get Jeffrey Smith and Percy Smizer and others on, Monsanto was suing people that criticized them then with slap suits. They were, and they still do. But that intimidation didn't work. Folks that brought you Agent Orange, dioxin dumped in black communities. The people that brought you aspartame, they bought Searle. They couldn't get it approved in the 70s. They got it approved in 1981. Now admitted to absolutely give you cancer, you name it. Kill monkeys in lab tests. I mean, this isn't a joke. Monsanto is the most devilish company I could think of. I mean, they really are wicked. And now the world is waking up. Every couple days, a new country's banning the importation. Every new studies have come out linking it to cancer in humans. The UN has come out. Humanity is awakening. And by the way, it wasn't it didn't come from the top. It was the UN scientist. So more and more, just like FDA scientists in 2000 and again a few years ago, almost unanimously, it was like 99% of them sent letters to their bosses saying hydrofluorosilicic acid is causing bone cancer, brain damage, IQ reduction. Here's our studies. Here's our Harvard studies. It needs to be pulled out of the water. It doesn't help the teeth. You need a little bit of calcium fluoride. This is hydrofluorosilicic acid. If you're going to put it in there, you need to put a little bit of calcium fluoride. This is deadly poison. They just reduced it by half in the water and have now banned it in all pesticides. Already banned worldwide. We're having some devastating victories right now. But this is very exciting. And the man spearheading so much of this, we sell his books and his films. Jeffrey Smith is international best-selling author, award-winning filmmaker, executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology, and a leading spokesman on the health dangers of GMOs, the most recognized consumer advocate promoting healthier non-GMO choices. And he's the author of the documentary and the book Genetic Roulette. He's the executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology, non-GMOshoppingguide.com, responsibletechnology.com, seizuredeception.com. Find all his books and films at InfoWarsStore.com and support both of our operations. Jeffrey, am I overstating, and it doesn't mean we're overall winning the war. We've been losing it horribly. America's the dumping ground for everything. We know that, the test tube. But if we were behind 50 points in a football game, have we just come back 37 points and we've got a quarter left, and are we just lobbing Hail Marys and catching every one? I mean, it doesn't mean we won, but are we not racing back to a global awakening? I mean, are we on the cusp of a new renaissance? Because it was dark having you on 14, 15, 16 years ago, having Percy Smizer on 16 years ago when he first launched his operation. Now it seems like, you know, courts are coming out admitting Monsanto planted their stuff on their crops. Monsanto's having things reversed. I want to know about how they're striking back, part two of this interview, but am I accurate with you at the center of this, who testifies to, you know, major political bodies worldwide? Where are we right now in the global fight to not have poison food?
Well, we're definitely winning, Alex, and the chief victory is among consumers. As you know, in 1999, consumer concern on GMOs caused a tipping point of consumer rejection, and it was this very specific moment in time when the food companies realized that using GMOs was going to cost them money. And that moment in time was April 27th, when Unilever said no more GMOs in its European brands. The next day, Nestle's said no more GMOs in its European brands. The next week or two, everyone else followed. That tipping point of consumer rejection occurred in the natural products industry in the United States in 2013, when Whole Foods announced that when a product becomes third-party verified as non-GMO, it increases sales by 15 to 30%. Immediately, thousands of products were enrolled in verification. There's over 30,000 non-GMO verified products in the United States that tipped the natural products industry. Now we see products like Cheerios and Grape Nuts and Ben & Jerry's and Target Home Brands and soon Hershey's all declaring non-GMO on their package. As soon as they start increasing in market share in the United States, the rest of the food industry will realize, I can't wait till my chief competitor goes non-GMO before me, or I'll start losing customers. So we're looking for a tipping point of consumer rejection in the United States this year or at the very latest next year, and we think there'll be a clean out of GMOs and direct ingredients over the next 3 years, and for animal products over the next five.
And Monsanto is caving in all over the world and pulling its push in Europe for GMOs. I liken this to Hitler's collapse on the Eastern Front, launching a counteroffensive on the Western Front at the Battle of the Bulge. I think that's the point we're at. If we beat them at the Battle of the Bulge in the next couple of years, I believe we're seeing a collapse-level event of these operators.
Not only that, but we just got incredible ammunition from the World Health Organization last month that declared Monsanto's Roundup and its active ingredient glyphosate as a probable carcinogen. Since then, 30,000 Argentine medical doctors have petitioned their government to ban it. The federal prosecutor in Brazil has said that their government should ban it. The president of Colombia said they're no longer going to use it to spray on the cocoa fields to eradicate that trade. It was banned in Richmond in California, and it continues to
Bermuda.
Be the subject. Pardon?
Bermuda just banned it.
Bermuda. So what's happening now is all over the world, they're realizing that Monsanto actually has known about these health dangers for decades. In fact, an EPA document became available showing that there was concerns about cancer back in the late 1980s. Similarly, there was evidence showing birth defects back in the 1980s. They've been covered up by Monsanto and regulators. And it turns out in Argentina, the peasants that are sprayed with this Roundup or glyphosate have much higher levels of birth defects, 400% increase region-wide, 70 times in one hospital, and an increase in cancer of 300% in one area and higher in other regions. We also saw in China, when they started introducing genetically engineered Roundup-ready soybeans for their soybean oil, it was reported that cancer and heart disease and other problems skyrocketed. I was there giving a presentation in Beijing last year. A general who was in the audience had earlier reported that he warned the government and warned the people that this new genetically modified Roundup-ready soybean oil was linked to all of these increases in diseases, and the army of China thereafter refused to serve its own soldiers GMOs, even though the government still allows the rest of the population to eat it.
In fact, that came out in the news that the Chinese elite are obsessed with non-GMO and were found to have secret government-funded gardens.
It turns out that Bush, the past Bush administration, absolutely insisted that their kitchen be organic. And evidently Obama has followed through. So it turns out that those that know the situation don't want to risk themselves. In fact, a former Monsanto scientist told me that three of his colleagues were doing the safety studies.
Stay there. This is amazing. I want to hear it when we come back.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I get so excited about voting with our dollars, voting with our euros, voting with our yens, our yuan, our rubles, our shekels. That's why they want to get rid of cash. It's why they want to force you into big box stores. It's why they want to make you only shop with the big mega corporations, because they have a plan for a global monopoly. Monsanto and other big GMO companies have admitted they want to make everything GMO, from trees to grass, and patent it. Now they're coming out and saying, you know, that words are going to be copyright where you supposedly can't use them in language. They're now saying you can't work on your own car. In fact, this morning I was talking to a lady, and she was telling me about her Keurig coffee maker and how she her one that she had for 2 years broke, so she bought a new one. And I said, yeah, I have one of those. But I said, mine's old. She said, well, you put the new little canister in there, and it's not one of their coffees. It won't work. It's got a RFID chip in it. She was a listener, and she was telling me how she heard about that years ago. And, oh, yeah. And so you have to go in and basically put tape over it or cut the chip off so that her other, in this case, she said organic coffee, we were having an organic discussion at the gym, would go in there. So see, that's the type of monopoly they're trying to create. And I'm kind of diverting off into another subject, but it all connects. We were talking about Volkswagen. You buy a Volkswagen, 2 years later, your battery doesn't work. You go get a third-party battery, same battery, works great. They remotely, from the factory, turn it off. You have to go in and pay $150 service charge to have them certify it as theirs. Now, that's where all this is going. And with this genetically engineered food, that's where it's going. Now, this is a short segment, Mr. Smith. Long segment coming up. You're going into victories right now. I'm glad to hear from you, the expert, that I'm not overestimating how exciting this is. Let me shift gears, and we'll go back into good news and where the rest of the fight is in the next segment. In this short segment, as we talk to Jeffrey Smith, ResponsibleTechnology.com, probably the leading spokesperson fighting this stuff on the GMO. There's Mercola and others, but they cover, you know, the whole spectrum. Let me ask you this question. How is the empire going to strike back? What's going to be their battle of the bulge counteroffensive? What are they doing?
Well, they're spending millions of dollars now promoting the, quote, benefits of GMOs through media, and also trying to discredit those of us like me and Vandana Shiva and others, claiming that we are anti-science and uncredible. So they're actually cornered against the wall. And in discussions with my colleagues around the world, it's clear that they're doing a full court press. I'm here in Ecuador, where the country actually has a constitutional amendment saying that no GMOs are allowed. If you look at WikiLeaks, the United States government had a plan to undermine the Constitution here and get them to overturn it. So they actually paid for bringing reporters from Ecuador to the United States so that Monsanto can train them how to report on GMOs. And sure enough, they started giving Monsanto's false talking points in the press here in Ecuador. Then they surrounded the president, who does have the ability to overturn the constitutional prohibition, and he came out saying that GMOs could increase yields by 400%, and he's now against the constitutional provision. It turns out GMOs actually do not increase yields at all. In fact, many times decrease yields. But agroecology, which is recommended by the world's experts, that increases yields, which he's ignoring. So they're focusing on the four targeted areas: politicians, media, the general public, and farmers, and trying to use as much evidence as they can, which is false, to try and convince them that this is absolutely necessary to feed the world, to save economies, to prevent the use of agricultural chemicals, all of which has been
demonstrated. Sure, but the effects of it are so deadly. We're 30 years into this nightmare that no amount of BS is ever going to paper over the prima facie reality.
Well, I'll talk about it in the next segment, about the specific diseases that we now know are probably linked to GMOs. I'll say probably, but I'm very confident, as thousands of physicians in the United States who are prescribing non-GMO diets, they are very confident that these particular diseases are linked. And why it's so important now not to just buy non-GMO, but to buy organic, because Monsanto's glyphosate or Roundup is sprayed on wheat, barley, lentils, sweet potatoes, sugarcane. Over 100 different crops are now authorized to have high levels of glyphosate residue, and it's sprayed just before
sure.
harvest as a ripening agent.
Briefly describe in 1 minute why glyphosate, I mean, they admit it grows breast cancer. Why is it so deadly?
Well, I can do it in 1 minute, but we should spend a little more time. It's noted. It's definitely a probable carcinogen, according to the World Health Organization. It's linked to birth defects. It's an antibiotic that kills the beneficial gut bacteria. It causes an overgrowth of negative gut bacteria. It blocks the gut bacteria's ability to produce tryptophan, which is a precursor to serotonin and melatonin, so it can affect mood, behavior, sleep, blood sugar chemistry, as well as obesity. It also is linked to an endocrine disruptor. It also blocks the liver's ability to detoxify.
Stan, I want you to recap all that when we come back. And I'm sure it's all an accident that these eugenicists that gave us all this other bad stuff at Monsanto came up with this. I'm sure it's all an accident. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength. Spindly limbs of a dream, and the snake has no use for your kind.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And what is the state we're facing? Well, 550 years ago, the state was corrupt religious institutions and corrupt royalty. And we had a renaissance, and then it itself got taken over by the robber barons the last 120 years. We now face corporate global governance that masquerades as liberal, masquerades as conservative. It's really just oligarchical totalitarianism carried out by corporate institutions that are anti-free market, crony capitalists. And they use socialism to control the general masses below them with a small sliver of GDP. So it's a bifurcated upper and lower house system. And that is not my opinion. That is the real political system of the globalists. I first read about it in None Dare Call a Conspiracy, published in 1972, 2 years before I was born. And then I read None Dare, after I read None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, whose son runs and founded Politico today, the late, great Gary Allen, I went and I read the books they recommended that they were quoting from, Tragedy and Hope, The Anglo-American Establishment, both by Carol Quigley, other books like The Technotronic Era by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others. And you read those, and they explain everything from their perspective. So you need to understand, this is about fighting a global monopoly. We're going back to our guest, but I'm going to give the floor right through this long segment so you can really break down what we know glyphosate's doing. He's a major target, so he puts provisos in there. That's a whole other story here. Because Monsanto went after farmers, researchers, scientists, persecuted people. I've had top genetic engineers on the show that were making millions a year who even own percentages. I've had a bunch of them on in new potatoes that were coming out and new corn. And they would say, hey, this is sterilizing the rats. So this is killing the guinea pigs. And they'd say, shut up or you're fired. So there's been a war, a long history of persecution that I hope our guest can talk about maybe in the next segment before he leaves us and before Percy Smizer, a true hero, joins us. Because they've gone through hell to bring us to where we're now here. Kind of like they, I think, manipulated the vote in California and other states to not let GMO labeling happen. But the fight educated everybody, so it even blew up bigger. See, George Washington lost almost all the first battles for the first 5 years of the war. Then began to win the battles the last year and a half. But every time they lost a battle, they still escaped with enough of a force to reconstitute, to wear out the juggernaut. So it's perseverance, ladies and gentlemen, that wins. That's why if I get destroyed, I get set up, I get brought down, believe me, I get plenty of threats. We're in the zeitgeist. We're not touching it. We're in it. Doesn't matter, because I know the war will be won. And it's not some heroic reason I'm doing that. It's self-preservation for the species. I really do. I'm an individual, but when you become a real individual, you then understand the collective. They try to bring a collective that you submit to and give up your individualism. No, we as individuals gravitate to what's the core of the human spirit, the human drive, and then we collectively radiate those ideas and actions and then build a harmonistic collective. But the collective comes out of the individual, not out of the collective. And that's my own philosophy and my own ideas, but I know it's true. And so I am the planet. I am the people. You are the people. We are this species. And we have to decide that we care about everybody. But that doesn't mean then being told, oh, do this to show you're moral. You've got to go do research to really follow the right path to really help people. You can't just give away your free will to the false corporate collective that it tells you is moral. I'm ranting now. Briefly, we're running two specials right now, powerful concentrated herbs. We have InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to launch this through next week, 20% off Super Male Vitality, 20% off Super Female Vitality. These are just a whole bunch of concentrated herbs of the highest quality. You've heard the rave reviews, known to just really supercharge the body, the libido, the energy, you name it. It's what I've been taking. Prostagard is 10 different, saw palmetto, organic, and other things known to really help the prostate and other functions that are connected to that. Everybody knows this. I even showed you in a Mayo Clinic articles yesterday. This is one of the most documented things, and it's got concentrated, strong, organic saw palmetto. It's got a bunch of other things that are absolutely known to turbocharge that same activity. Vitamin D, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, and a bunch of other ingredients, saw palmetto, lycopene, the healthy plant sterols. This is the super formula, over $40 from medical doctor. I was getting something similar from, you know, in his practice. He said, you're 40, you know, get on this, you know, about 2 years ago. So I said, why not develop our own supercharged version? It's out, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you for your prayers and support. And I was saying it wrong earlier. It's responsibletechnology.org. Not com, responsibletechnology.org, non-GMOshoppingguide.com, and seedsofdeception.com. Jeffrey Smith at the tip of the spear. So get into what it's doing to us, where the rest of the fight's going, and then people need to realize those that have gone through hell to stand up and tell the truth, and thank God it's not in vain, because we can save millions of lives if we go ahead and finally discredit this deadly chemical. Go ahead, Jeffrey Smith.
Great. Thank you. I'll talk about Roundup. I also want to talk about the new apple and potato before we break, with a new technology that may be far worse than anything we've seen. Now, Roundup, or glyphosate, its active ingredient, was originally patented as a descaler to clean industrial boilers and pipes. That's because it chelates or grabs minerals, all sorts of minerals, all the metallic minerals, zinc, chromium, magnesium, manganese, calcium, all of those. Now, when they discarded the glyphosate on the ground, it killed the plants. And so Monsanto patented it as an herbicide. Now, it turns out that it can deplete the minerals in the crops, and the animals in the United States eat mostly Roundup-ready crops. So the animals in the United States, the livestock, have a universal deficiency of certain minerals like manganese, according to the veterinarians that send in organs for evaluation. So we're eating weak and sick mineral-deficient plants, weak and sick mineral-deficient animals, and residues of Roundup that further chelate or bind with our minerals, making them unavailable. Mineral depletion is linked to a whole host of diseases. Now, because it blocks certain minerals, it's also an antibiotic, but it's selective. It kills the beneficial gut bacteria, the lactobacillus, the bifidus, the stuff we pay for, but not the negative stuff, like botulism and salmonella and E. coli, which can cause an overgrowth of the negative gut bacteria. This alone can create holes in the intestinal walls called permeable gut or leaky gut, and that's linked to cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, food allergies, inflammation, and autoimmune disease, to name a few. Now, some of our gut bacteria is used to produce what's called aromatic amino acids, including tryptophan, which is necessary for the production of serotonin. Serotonin is a good thing. And if we don't have enough serotonin, we may not be happy. We may be depressed, sad, etc. It also regulates our blood sugar. It also regulates our ability to say, I'm full, I can stop eating. So if we have a deficiency of serotonin because Roundup is blocking the production of tryptophan, that could cause a whole effect in terms of mood, behavior, and health. It also affects the melatonin, which relates to sleep. In addition, it blocks another pathway in our liver that helps detox. So that means all of the other poisons that we're exposed to may become amplified because the ability to detox through the liver is hampered. It also is an endocrine disruption at very, very tiny levels, at parts per trillion, at parts of the amount of glyphosate that's currently in our water supply. Now, it can change the balance of estrogen and testosterone. Rats that were fed Roundup in the water supply, which was less than the amount allowed in the United States, the females had more testosterone and lower estrogen. The males had more estrogen and lower testosterone. And it can also affect the aromatase.
And what do we see here? We see, and it's just a fact, they admit this, more butch women, bigger women. And I'm not attacking what's been done to them with the chemicals. It's just a fact. And more effeminate men. Lower sperm counts, lower testosterone, metrosexual activity. And again, the media always spins this like I'm bashing people for their sexual preference. We don't even get into that, folks. It's a fact that in mammals, but also in the runoff from fish, you name it, that this stuff's happening. You look at Prozac runoff, and it's causing the fish to commit suicide, literally swimming up to birds, not afraid. It's causing risky behavior. I mean, we are just bathed in this garbage. I know I'm digressing off into other chemicals, but we know this is happening.
In addition to causing endocrine disruption, it also can affect the ability of the sperm to move because manganese, which is chelated by glyphosate, is needed for sperm mobility. In fact, when they fed genetically modified soy to female rats starting 2 weeks before they got pregnant, more than half of their babies died within 3 weeks compared to 10% of controls. For hamsters that were fed Roundup Ready soy, which is sprayed with Roundup, by the third generation, most were sterile, some had hair growing in their mouths, and they died at 4 or 5 times the rate. Now, birth defects are also linked to glyphosate big time, both in animals and in the human population in places like Argentina, where they spray a lot of that. Roundup also damages the mitochondria, which means that we may get tired, and there's a lot of diseases that can link to that. It also is, as we say, a promoter of tumors, and you saw on the screen just now some very, very large tumors of rats. This was a study done by Seralini and others in Europe where they fed Roundup Ready corn to rats for 2 years. Now, the rats ended up dying at higher rates and earlier. They had damage to their liver, kidneys, and pituitary, and they also had multiple massive tumors. Now, they didn't know whether it was the Roundup or the GMO that caused the problem. So as part of the study, they fed Roundup-ready corn that had not been sprayed with Roundup, and that group had multiple massive tumors, early death, and organ damage. And to another group, they fed the Roundup without the corn, and that group also had multiple massive tumors, early death, and organ damage.
So the Roundup was worse than the GMO?
Well, actually, no, both. They both contained the same outcome. Early death,
wow.
Organ damage, and multiple
tumors.
So
what's worse?
It's hard to know, but we've tracked in the epidemiological trends what is related to the increase of GMOs or what's related to the increase of Roundup. The list of diseases is astonishing. Deaths from stroke, deaths from senile dementia, deaths from obesity, deaths from high blood pressure, deaths from intestinal
And by the way,
infection.
We see all that going up. I mean, every week I hear about some 25-year-old woman or 30-year-old guy who just dies of a stroke. It's just crazy.
And I talk to thousands of people who say when they get off of GMOs, they get better from a lot of these same diseases and disorders. In fact, thousands of doctors are prescribing to people to stop eating GMOs. I speak at those medical conferences, and they tell me people are getting better from these same diseases and disorders, the same ones that afflict the lab animals that are fed GMOs, and the same ones that the farmers and veterinarians tell us their livestock gets better from when they start feeding them non-GMO corn
sure.
and soy. And so it turns out there's a correlation between the what's afflicting the lab animals, what people are reporting getting better from, the livestock getting better from, pets are getting better from, and those things that are on the rise in the U.S. population. Now, there was a mysterious kidney disease killing up to 25% of the labor force in Central America among farmers working in sugarcane plantations. They spray the sugarcane with glyphosate just before ripening.
I've seen the documentaries where it shows the sad little family and half of them are dying, and then you go to the next village and the same deal. It's just incredible.
Now, there was a study that showed that Roundup, we talked about how it chelates. It binds with certain minerals. It binds with arsenic and can smuggle that arsenic into the body where it gets into the kidneys. Then the situation in the kidneys allows it to unchelate. So now you have two toxins in the kidneys. You have glyphosate and you have arsenic. And this is the theory of this mysterious kidney disease that's affecting farm workers both in Central America and in Sri Lanka. They believe it's a combination of glyphosate and arsenic.
Sure. What about the massive sicknesses in India associated with it?
Oh, yeah. So there's all these people who touch the cotton plants either while they're harvesting or while they're cleaning it, and get rashes all over their bodies. They allow animals to graze on the cotton plants after harvest, and thousands have died. I visited one village where their buffalo, 13 of them, all of them died after eating the corn, the cotton plants, after a single day. These same buffalo had survived 8 years eating natural cotton plants after harvest.
So that's a bioaccumulation.
Yeah, well, bioaccumulation is interesting because Monsanto said that glyphosate is water-soluble and can just go out of the body. But it turns out the glyphosate amount in the breast milk in humans is so high, it demonstrates that it does bioaccumulate, which means it's probably at higher levels of our milk and probably higher levels of our meat. So it's also found in rain samples and air samples, and 60 to 100% in the Midwest where it's sprayed a lot. It's found in our water samples, and it's found in our urine. In fact, the amount has increased so much because the herbicide is now being resisted by weeds. There was an increase in herbicides because of GMOs
for
16 years by 525
million. And then, as you said, it kills the soil and won't even work after a while, and that's why the farmers then commit suicide in India. We're going to break. I want to come back and let you hit other key areas for this segment and one other, and then Percy Smizer joins us at 5 after. But let me ask you this in the next minute and a half. If they knew about this in the 80s, and I know about those studies and their own internal concerns, why would they approve this and roll it out? I mean, are these people directly like in, like a Hellraiser, like some type of demons? I mean, what's their problem?
Well, we know from the FDA memos made public from a lawsuit that GMOs in general were described by FDA scientists as dangerous. They said allergens, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems may be created, and we need to test them carefully. But the White House had told the FDA to promote biotechnology because it was going to increase U.S. exports and domination of world food trade. So the FDA brought in Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney, later its vice president, and then later back at the FDA as the U.S. food safety czar, to be in charge of the GMO policy. His policy ignored the scientists' warnings, claimed that GMOs had no difference, therefore no safety studies were needed.
And now the world is rejecting our food and it's doing the opposite thing.
Exactly. So it's a political influence over the scientific process almost every time. And there's a new example of like this I'd like to bring up after the break.
We'll do that, and then I want to hear about some of the victims of Monsanto. Folks, you need to remember the true veterans of this war. By the way, folks, this is so sick. I don't know what to say at this point. It's just thank God people are waking up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products.
Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
cause he rules the earth. He can do with it everything, and if things don't change him,
they will.
He will.
Because man,
for man is invented his doom.
First step.
First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman.
There's another line from Bob Dylan. Sundown on the Union. They're going to grow corn on the moon and eat it raw. Look at these headlines. EU passes controversial GMO food law. EU agrees to opt out deal for GMO imports. Monsanto secretly gave money to farmer caught contaminating organic farms with GMOs. Record U.S. farmers switching to non-GMO crops in 2015. Hundreds of farmers block roads in protest of Monsanto GMO crops. Thousands of Polish farmers in GMOs land rights protests. Booming organics. U.S. farmers forced to import organic crops to meet non-GMO demand. That's what's in this TPP coming up, is more forced deals to accept all this. But then they won't let us label and just make our own choice. They're totalitarian. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go back to our guest. Jeffrey Smith, responsibletechnology.org. You can find his books, his films there. Also, InfoWarsStore.com. He's going to be with us for another 5 minutes the next hour. The Percy Smizer joins us. We're really focusing in on this today. I've got some other geopolitical news I'm going to get to. I haven't yet. I said I would. There's just so much of it. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonBunny.com. You wanted to get into one other issue before you got into the persecution that these groups, it's not just Monsanto, it's a whole combine of these organizations, but I'd say they're the biggest head on the Hydra, or I guess kind of the main head of Medusa, but then there's a lot of snakes up in her hair. Maybe that's the best analogy. Please continue.
Sure. By the way, I'm in Ecuador today because there's one of your listeners heard our interview earlier on, started studying my work, and invited me to come and speak in Ecuador, so thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, brother.
I was on The Daily Show recently, and they did a terrible job in their coverage of the new genetically engineered non-browning potato and apple. I wrote a very long article on my website, responsibletechnology.org, as to why this new technology may be far more dangerous than any of the other type of GMOs produced. It uses something called double-stranded RNA. Now, the code on the RNA, little piece of RNA, matches up with the code of the DNA and silences the gene. So it silences the gene that produces the browning for the apple and the potato. But it turns out that if we eat the apple and potato, this double-stranded RNA code may match up with our gene code and silence or change our gene expression. Now, as an example, they fed some double-stranded RNA to honeybees, and it was supposed to have no effect. It was supposed to be the control group. It turns out it changed 1,461 genes' levels of expression. That means 10% of the entire genome of the honeybees were affected when they were fed one single meal of double-stranded RNA.
This is pure madness. The RNA is what viruses are made of, and when you then bring RNA into a plant or a human that's designed like this, it's beyond a virus. It's a turn off or turn on switch. It just sounds like something that would give you cancer to me.
Well, it certainly could make changes that could possibly cause cancer, but we don't know. Now, the USDA's own scientists said, we don't have an assessment available to protect the public and environment from this double-stranded RNA. We need to completely revamp our risk assessment. 2 years later, without revamping the risk assessment, the USDA went ahead and approved double-stranded RNA in food. Now, their excuse, as well as the excuse from regulators around the world, is based on science that's 10 years old.
Well, think how insane this is, though. It turns brown to let you know it's not as fresh. This is normal. It's like a vampire injection. So you don't need to have any oxygen, but you still are alive. I mean, this is insane. I mean, there's no...
These apples can last 18 days without turning brown. The potatoes won't turn brown at all. They'll just dry up and disappear. And we don't know we're eating...
Stay there, sir. We got to hear up. This is insane. It just gets worse by the...